Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to KMOO Radio, talk radio for the mobility community. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
And KMOO Radio is sponsored by S&M Moving System, who has been moving quality beyond expectations since 1918, and we're in Boston, Lorraine.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful weather here in Boston, yes. And this is my first time here.
Yes, you're in the city where lobsters fear to tread.
As they should be feared.
Yes. And we're covering the worldwide ERC's symposium.
And this is my first one, so I'm very excited, and I got to peek into the exhibit, and they were hustling and bustling, setting up all the booths, so I can't wait.
Yeah, amazing amount of booths.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and lucky for us, the first person we're going to get to talk to today is...
Peggy Smith.
Yay, our friend Peggy. This is the third time Peggy's been on our show.
Yes, and she is the president and CEO of Worldwide ERC.
So let's go see Peggy.
Peggy Smith is here to talk about the ERC.
Good to see you.
It's great to see you. So we have Peggy Smith with us, the president and CEO of Worldwide ERC. And this is, I think, the third time we've had you on our show.
I think so. You're glutton for punishment, but I'm delighted. Always love visiting with our friends from S&M and KMOO Radio. So great to see both you and Lorraine. Thank you for spending some time with me.
Yeah, well, thank you. And we know how busy you are the first day of the event here in Boston.
Yes.
This is the 51st.
It is, indeed, our 51st year.
Yes.
You got it, yeah.
And last time we were celebrating the 50th one, so now we're going to start to celebrate the next 50 years.
Yes.
So someday we'll all be here, it'll be 100 years, and we'll be...
Well, you know, Clay, 50 is the new 30.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know, we're just celebrating the 30th.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're so proud because the last time you were on the show, you noticed we had new microphones. And look at the microphones.
I know. Look at our mics. Have really, you even have
the mic flags.
Yeah. And we want to thank you also for the media passes.
Well, you know what? Yes. Thanks to both of you, you know, seriously, for being able to come out and cover the event and do that. Because as we all know, social media is a big push and people like to sort of have those quick snippets. So we want to thank you for volunteering and taking advantage and helping get the word out about our event. So thank you.
We're honored.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Because thank you, all of us in this industry, we get to meet are passionate about our industry.
Yeah.
And your passion has been such a great tool of leadership to all of us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good.
This is good.
All right. Well, this will be a painless interview, Peggy.
Okay.
We know how busy you are.
Good thing I'm not running for president of the United States, because those don't appear to be so painless.
But we might be talking to you about that later, because we could be your press guy.
There we are. Something like that. You've got it.
So, Peggy, I love the name behind this year's conference, One Focus, One World, One Community.
Right.
What insights can one take away from this symposium?
Yeah. Well, you know, I would start by just commenting on the theme. And as you just said, Lorraine, there, the One World, One Focus, One Community, we really are just interconnected. And I think recognizing that we rely more on a global environment, and when things occur in one part of the world, they do have a ripple effect. You know, as I mentioned, I was just in Houston not that long ago, and, you know, they're having some economic challenges with the oil and gas industry, not terribly dissimilar from our friends down in Brazil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You look across the other way, and our friends over in China. So all that to say, I think what we're trying to say is this is the community, and we're all interconnected.
Right.
And some key takeaways are there will never be a time around the entire global economy where every single country around the world is going to be firing on all cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
And much like in organizations, I think you have to rely on different areas at different times.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to bring that lens too. So we're really fortunate here in the U.S. to be in a robust economic time, but it wasn't that long ago we weren't.
No.
And so as our brethren around the world adjust to their challenges, you know, I think it's our responsibility to help, you know, share and move them along on the journey while they retool, much like we would want that same thing with our HR friends in the U.S. or wherever it might be.
Right.
And so I think the key takeaway here is we all are serving this thing called talent mobility.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what happens in any geography, let's be a single unit. And the name on the front, not the name on the back.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Right. It is a shrinking world. I mean,
it
just kind of cliche, but the world is getting smaller.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm still very fascinated. On occasion, I'll get in an aircraft in one continent and land on another one, and you think I never touched the ground between. It's still fascinating to me. Little thing called aviation.
Yeah.
Right. And
we were
talking about that flying over here. Same thing. Like, wow.
Yeah. It's weird. You know, 6 hours and then you're somewhere across the world.
And for the first time, we're going to be doing periscoping here at your ERC.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's amazing to think that we can be like a live TV show that somebody in China can be watching instantly.
Right, and asking questions at the same time.
Yes.
I love that. I love it. I'm curious to see how well it's received. Maybe that's something we should pick up more in worldwide ERC, but I think it's really exciting. You know, I remember years ago being down in New Orleans in Key West.
Yeah.
And it was when, some of the first cameras were, and I remember calling my husband and saying, hey, I'm out here, and I can't remember the name of the famous avenue there in Key West, but it was one of these goofy things. I was waving to him, and so look how far we've come.
Yeah, I remember I was so impressed with FaceTime.
Yeah.
And that was like, really, really. But for Lorraine and I, it has been a little humbling because we've learned that we do have the face for radio.
Yeah, I know. Me too. This is why this will always be a radio
interview.
Exactly. Peggy, I think we better take a quick little stop here because we're drawing a crowd, and this time it's just not the paparazzi that's around us. Just say hi to some friends.
Hi, this is David Gonzalez with Hildreth from Washington, D.C. You're listening to K-Moon Radio.
Hi, I'm Angie Ignatowski with Berkshire Hathaway Select Properties in St. Louis, and I'm listening to K-Move Talk Radio.
Okay.
Thank you. Welcome.
Bye-bye. Wow, Peggy. I guess next time you need to get a private room and not just be out here in the hallway. Looks like everybody wants to talk to you and be on K-Move Radio.
So I have a question for you, too. So we had a great time with you last fall in Chicago, and during that interview, you told us that you had broken the record for the most corporate people who have attended ever at the ERC. So this is, the first day, but do you have a sense of how you're going to do against that record this year?
Yes, Clay. I will tell you, I am beyond excited, and this is the truth. You talked about us being 51 years young. at this event, we are teetering near to 2,000. It's the highest ever in the history of Worldwide ERC. Big number. So if you ever have the chance to hear me hooting and hollering on Thursday morning, it's going to be a huge hoot and holl. And what I love about it is it ties into the Boston Strong. Right?
Think about
where they came through 2 years ago. I mean, that is kind of screaming from the stage at the top of my lungs. Wow, look at us. So it's exciting. It's intimidating, I will tell you. You know, if you go into that room, and I haven't seen our room set up quite yet, but if you think about it being 1.5 times the size of what it was a year ago, that's pretty interesting. And then the other exciting thing I'll share is that for the first time ever, we so large that our AV company recommended we do a satellite stage so that, you know, you're just used to seeing the ginormous TV screens, but we're so large that they wanted to ensure so there's going to be a satellite stage. So, I'm not going to call us Taylor Swift-ish yet. She used to play in honky-tonk, so who knows?
But you should give yourself a pat on the back.
I'm excited. I think it says a lot about the community. So I'm very excited and honored.
Yeah.
And I was going through the actual booklet, and there's so many amazing, valuable sessions to attend. Are there any particular one that you may think that might be more valuable than the other, or is there any favorites that you might have that are coming up?
Yeah, Lorraine, that's always an interesting question, and I'm going to answer it in the sort of the politically correct way, which is that
I thought so.
Yeah. I would say there aren't any favorites. I would say there are a lot of opportunities for you to choose from something that's going to meet your needs. So be it if you're interested in something specific on security and compliance or something around HR policy or mobility 2020, there's a lot, or if there's something geographically, there's a lot. We try to appeal to as wide of an audience as we possibly can. There's a great Friday session we call our Extreme Insights. If you've ever not been to that, that's a lot of fun. What I love about whatever session is getting to see our industry's talent in a non-as-natural environment. So you get to see people get up and speak. Right. Because we're used to seeing them maybe out in the field or doing their day jobs.
Yes.
But this
right.
is a little bit outside of that. So it's yes. kind of fun. And I love it for our HR friends that have the courage to stand up and do a presentation or to talk about their programs and to help
right.
enlighten all of us. So my politically correct answer is take the book, it's 20 seconds up, and find a program and a track that is exciting to you.
And we will, actually.
Yes, we will.
Sorry to interrupt you, Peggy, but look who's headed our way, Clay.
Wow, Stacey Miro, Bus Relocation.
You're listening to Kate News Radio. This is Stacey Miro coming to you from ERC.
So I'm sure if you have heard our show about the YP40 BRC
yes.
over and over again.
Yes.
I'm sure you've listened, you can't
yes.
get enough of it. With Ryan
Wichroba.
And our Daniel Dahl.
Yes, your very show. Own.
Yes, and
yes.
so just to really tell you sincerely, we really appreciate how you've motivated Daniel Dahl to get involved in that group. She has
awesome.
Blossomed because
yes,
of it.
Yes, she has.
Thank
good.
You.
You know,
grateful.
I enjoyed my conversation. You might recall, I think we taped in
yes.
January, right?
Yes.
And at the very end, you said she might come in and ask a couple of questions. I said, no, let's put it on tape and let's turn this around. And,
yes.
and
yes.
I think she, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun for me, and I love the youthful enthusiasm. And I've said, you know, over and over again, as our industry, and many of us are closer to the sunsets of our careers, and I think it's important and part of our legacy that we invite and excite people to become a part of it. So
yes.
it's to bring sexy in,
yes, yes.
not back, because somebody
yes.
said, "Why are you? What are you saying yes. there?" But and then the other snippet I'll share with you to show you the commitment Worldwide ERC has to the youth. We piloted a program in 2015, just this year, by having Ryan, actually, who was the chair of our YP40 mm-hmm. committee, it was a guest in our boardroom. And so he came to our board meetings. In fact, we just wrapped him, and he was in there as well again. And it was mutually beneficial. And I think it also had an indirect impact as well by showing to the entire youthful community how serious we are. And so when I say a mutual benefit, I think he took away a tremendous amount of strategy and tools and things that he can use in his career.
Yes.
And then, likewise, his voice around that community was so important to things that we're doing internally. It was very exciting. And then I'll leave you with one quick other thing on YP40. We are so thrilled with him that on my Friday session, not to plug a session there, Lauren, but on my Friday session that I'm hosting and doing from Friday morning's general session, he's going to be one of our panelists.
Oh, good.
Wow,
and, you know, and he, if you've not ever spent any time with him, I tell you, the guy is just a really sharp person. He's going to be somebody that is exciting. He told me that he tries to explain still to his wife what it is that he does because she doesn't get it.
Yeah,
more excited. I didn't have the heart to tell him. I've been doing this a lot longer, and my husband doesn't get it either.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
We had an instant brotherhood with him because he actually in college had radio experience.
Oh, right.
Cool. So
yes.
his
yeah.
voice, you could definitely
oh, yeah.
tell.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
He's got a real
yeah.
DJ voice.
Yeah. yeah.
So looking forward to actually meeting him, you know, face
oh,
to face.
Have
today.
You not ever met him?
No.
Are you interviewing him?
Well, we did 2 weeks ago a show with him, but we had not physically
yeah.
met him, so we're looking forward to
it. We're
going to
catch him with our new microphone.
Oh,
yeah.
there you go. All right. Well, you will not be disappointed.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
is really a rising star.
Yeah.
And you can definitely hear it when we are interviewing him. You can tell all the excitement behind the YP40.
Yeah. yeah.
anyway, Peggy, World YC has had conferences around the world.
Yes.
Can you tell us the benefit of attending one in another country?
Yeah.
And tell you how great it should be that Clay should approve Lorraine Carasessa to go to one of your
events. Yeah, exactly.
Check approval.
Yes, yes
exactly. I hear you. Well, you know, first I would say to you, we're hearing, I think, both through direct and indirect input from much of our community that the need to be local and have a localized presence is critical to them. So they sort of start at the upper end of the discussion on this and say, you know, and so many people don't have the ability to get funding for budgetary dollars
right.
to go across, yet they need some professional development. They need to have some networking capabilities. They need to have some benchmarking, you know. And the velocity of turnover in the HR side is really high. I mean,
right.
you know this from what you do.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of people that in the HR community that stay in that HR community as a purist for long. So they're in search of something. And by our ability to land ourselves in a local geography, it's very, very helpful for them to be able to meet people, to hear about some of our programs, to, you know, make some connections around best practices or to pick up afterwards. It's so important. So, you know, I would say that, so those are sort of the more tangible things. The intangibles, particularly if you're not from a country or region, we talked about this a few minutes ago about us being a smaller world, but we're still a very diverse world. And I think it enriches all of our lives personally and professionally when you understand other cultures.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
They're not all the same. And
right.
And so the richness that you can take away as an individual, if we put aside the professional, is, you know, when you get the opportunity to go into Shanghai, don't eat at the trendy spots.
Right.
Don't go to the famous part of the Beijing Wall, you know, the Great Wall of China in Beijing. Go to the remote areas. Go to the areas where you can be in with the local culture.
Yeah.
Because that gives you a sense of the pulse of the community. And if you go, I mean, Brazil is one of my favorite places. You won't meet a more genuine group of people than at our event in Sao Paulo. And you get that real sense of just community and warmth. Warmth just comes from that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't, unless you can read about it in a book, and
right.
you can dream about
yeah.
it or watch it on the film.
Exactly.
But you know what? When you touch it,
yeah.
it's a very different experience. And I one of the things that I love about my job is that we are worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I am so blessed to have the privilege to be able to experience these cultures.
Right.
And in a way that's very personal, because our industry, as you all know, moves people. So the destination service providers are the ones that are hooking up the people that have to go out on assignment to immerse them in the local culture. It's not like we're just doing business in a different part of the world. We're doing human.
Yes.
Right,
the
exactly.
The movement of humans and capital.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
and I don't mean to make it impersonal. Actually,
no.
the opposite.
Yes. Right.
It's not widgets. It's people
mm-hmm.
and it's lives and it's
yes.
families.
Yes.
And so we get to touch and feel it. I pinch myself, seriously.
Right.
Every day.
And
I'm
it's amazing
lucky.
That you're saying that, because I think it was just yesterday or maybe this morning I was talking to Clay. Well, although we are K-Move Radio, our real job that we do work for S&M Moving Systems, and people do ask questions about India and Shanghai and
yes.
all these countries.
It's,
and Clay actually goes to these countries
yes.
to figure out, what do the ports look like? Are they congested? Where are the
yeah.
problems there?
Yeah.
He tries to fix the problems.
Start at home.
But what you're talking about, I think, is creating the story with you. Because
yes.
Yeah. If you're truly a professional in this business, business, and it is a great, great business, you need to be able to tell people you've experienced it.
Right.
Experience.
Oh, it's
and
true.
And you've seen it.
In fact, Clay, you said something. If I could carry on for a few more minutes on that point, it's just so important. Zappos, which I've spoken about Zappos many, many times, you know, largely a call center-based environment, headquartered
right.
in Las Vegas, Nevada, started with shoe sales, so to speak, and now they've branched into apparel and other things. Anyway, one of the things that they recognize, even if you think within the United States, they gather enough demographics that when a phone call comes in and they know, you know, Peggy Smith grew up in Kentucky, they would put you in touch with somebody from Kentucky so that the first several minutes of the phone call, whether or not I bought a pair of shoes, was, hey, well, where'd you grow up in Kentucky? Well, I grew up here. Where'd you grow up?
Wow.
It's about the connectedness.
Yes.
And that is so powerful when we think about a global environment. When you
yeah.
can pick up a call, or if you're walking in the airport line, you're talking to somebody, say, oh, have you ever been to Cape Town? Oh, I used to grow up there. Oh, I went
wow.
to this place.
Yeah.
Or, and it is like that story.
Personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Zappos figured out a way to do it in a business sense. But it was
yeah.
all about making you feel like one. And
yes.
And,
yes.
They empowered their staff to not even worry about the sale.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
just
amazing.
To get, yeah,
yeah.
Isn't that great? I mean,
great
it's customer great visionary insight and
yeah.
leadership,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And encourage, I think, to make that investment and not make it all about the dollars, but to say, we're going to invest in this understanding to be able to say, when Clay calls in, we want people to go, well, Clay, hey, you know, you grew up in Texas or
yeah.
whatever.
Hey, Peggy, I smell coffee. Let's take a coffee break.
Hi, we're getting a cup of coffee here at Worldwide ERC in Boston, and I walked into...
I'm Dan Brennan with Citibank.
Citibank, good for you. And you're sponsoring the coffee.
We are, yeah. This is about our seventh year where we sponsored the coffee bar at the conference, both the fall and the spring conference. So we invite everybody to stop by and see us. We're right outside the main exhibit hall, and we'll be here till I think about 4 o'clock today offering free cups of coffee.
Oh, wow. I'll be by your booth, definitely, because I need caffeine.
Yeah.
Always a popular stop for people.
Yeah. So thank you for being on K-Move Radio, and we'll come over and have a cup of coffee.
Awesome. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. We're back from our coffee break with Peggy Smith.
So we're back to the relationship.
Yes.
We say that Lorraine and I and Quinn and everybody at S&M say that, and I know you say it here at ERC, the relationship isn't just the relationship between you and me and everybody attending here. It's the relationships that are going on in Brazil, India, and China. We're relationship people.
Yes. Well, and you know what? And it's so funny. So I was here in Boston, and I arrived on the ground a little bit early, and it was a little chillier than I had anticipated. So I had on my glasses, I had my hair, but I did not have my professional look going, but I needed to scoot over to the mall real quickly just to grab a wrap. Mm-hmm. And here I was in the mall grabbing a wrap thinking, who, you know, we're in Boston. This is not, you know, small town. And lo and behold, at the exact same store in the dressing room right next door to me was somebody that I know from Latin America.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God it wasn't George Clooney or my Prince Charming. But yeah, you get the point, and then they walked up, Peggy, hi! Yeah, like, oh! But it is, like, you know, it's a small world, and here we are running into people. I love it.
I do. Me too. I think it is.
Energizing.
As you said earlier, it is one of the best parts
of the job.
It's become global. Yeah. So I guess it's a pretty good answer to the question about why attend ERCs in other countries.
Yes. Are you going to write her the check? That's all she wants.
Yeah.
You know, I am full-blood Portuguese. So I think Brazil is
Do you speak Portuguese?
Unfortunately not, so I think that's why I need to go.
To
learn it.
Yeah. great place.
So
good. I'm excited.
So we'll talk about that. We have the Brazil ERC in Brazil coming up, and then you're going to be in...
What we're doing is we're going to do a couple of different things, Clay, this year. We're changing up a few things, but we're maintaining our core. So I believe when you sort of have a foundation and then you just sort of make adjustments around that. So we will be in London in February.
Okay.
We're planning to pick up what we are calling sort of a deeper immersion event in Frankfurt, Germany, immediately thereafter.
Ooh.
So this gets back to that whole localizing and getting into the local markets. And then we're going to hop across the pond all the way to the other side over to Asia. We're going to continue to host our signature event that we do in China in Shanghai. But then we're going to pick up in Singapore immediately following that, doing another local. And then likely at the end of January, the timing is a little bit loose, but the location is firm, is we're going to go into Hong Kong.
Wow.
So you're going to see some of that. And then, you know, you asked about Latin America. We just came out of there, so very, very excited about our Brazil event as well.
Right.
So there, you know, I go back to it's a strategic investment for Worldwide ERC to recognize the importance of being more on the local level.
Yes.
And so we're going to look to regions of the world that we believe we can make a difference and bring communities together.
Create a relationship.
Yeah, create a relationship. You got it.
Back to that.
Good.
Super. But we're hope to catch you there.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
One of the other really great things about this group that you lead is that they're a giving piece.
Incredibly giving.
Yeah. And so can you just tell us about the foundation events that you have scheduled during this symposium?
Yeah. You know, and I even before I get to that, one of the things that I so admire, we're a nonprofit association. And when I have the opportunity to speak in region, and I'm blessed, I get asked a lot to speak in region, and I love it. I try to always start off by recognizing the people in that room who give of their time. Because everybody has day jobs. You all have day jobs. But the give of time, which is something you can never take back, we're rich with opportunity for people that are willing to do that. So our foundation is entirely philanthropic, really run on the backs of volunteers in a big, big way. And so, you know, they've had tremendous success because of the tireless dedication of hours upon hours that the volunteers give. And I'm sure that they receive something back in terms of satisfaction, but it's in addition to having to meet other deadlines.
Yeah.
So specifically in Boston, there's a couple of different things we have. Of course, we have our festival, which is coming up on Thursday night, and so this is an opportunity for people to have a little bit of wine and a live auction and enjoy some food and give to a great cause. We also will be hosting what we call our Friday Denim Day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you want to wear jeans, we just ask for a small donation for the privilege to wear jeans. I can tell you, as soon as I come off stage, I'm kicking them on.
Yeah.
And then we also do our walk, and that's usually a Friday morning thing, and we do a quick walk. One of the things that we did this year under the leadership of Al Blumenberg, our chairman of the foundation, was to look at our charity. And they took a hard look under a couple of tasks, which actually John Haynes was instrumental in this, to look at what was the mission of the giving that was done. And so they chose a broad theme of really helping the homeless. And, you know, we're in the business of moving people, and we're fortunate.
In the homes,
we're fortunate to move people that aren't homeless.
Yeah.
Right.
So they elected to make that be a guiding principle in the go forward, and in addition to that, to select a charity that had that as part of its mission. So for this entire year of 2015, every bit of money going back to our event in Vegas, which was the golf event, all of the money will then be given to a organization called Family Promise. So great organization. Go out to our website to check them out. But just, you know, I think this goes to the giving nature of the people that we work with. And we're Whitey Sears, fortunate we got a foundation. But we're not unique in that if you look even in the household goods industry, you have, you know, some great people that have fantastic individual efforts that they're making.
Right.
And I, you know, again, you know, it's fantastic. It should make us all feel good.
Yeah. And it does.
Yeah,
So thank you as a leader for giving us that opportunity. It starts at the top.
It does. Well, I think it's a mutual thing, but thank you for that, Clay.
Yeah. And thank you for the busyness that you have all around you today.
Yes.
We kind of kidded that we were going to bring a wig so nobody would see you.
See you.
Interrupt our interview with
I
you.
Know.
But thank you so much. I know it's going to be a great 4 days here, and we're just really excited to be a part of it.
Well, terrific, and I look
thank
forward
you.
To seeing you over the next few days, and I'll be down in your neck of the woods. I think I've been invited to be a part of BAM again.
Oh, good.
I'll be there in February, so it'll be good to see you both
good.
There.
And,
there.
And your local neck of the woods, as Al Roker would say.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for making the trip across the country. Appreciate
thank
all
you.
You do.
Yeah.
Thank
bye-bye.
You,
Pim. Bye. Mobility Talk Radio.